Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And blessed be God's kingdom, now and forever. Amen. Be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have built your church upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Grant us, though, to be joined together in unity of spirit by their teaching, that we may be made a holy temple acceptable to you through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the first book of Kings. The Lord said to Elijah, "Go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus. When you arrive, you shall anoint Hazael as king over Aram. Also, you shall anoint Jehu, son of Nimshi, as king over Israel. And you shall anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah, as prophet in your place." So he set out from there and found Elisha, son of Shaphat, who was plowing. There were 12 yoke of oxen ahead of him, and he was with the 12. Elijah passed by him and threw his mantle over him. Elisha left the oxen, ran after Elijah, and said, "Let me kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow you." Then Elijah said to him, "Go back again, for what have I done to you?" Elisha returned from following him, took the yoke of oxen and slaughtered them. Using the equipment from the oxen, he boiled their flesh and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he set out and followed Elijah and became his servant. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
We will read the psalm alternating sides. So if you are on this side, you will do the odd-numbered verses, the odd-numbered verses, which are the ones in bold. And if you are on this side, you will do the even-numbered verses. Please join in reading Psalm 16. "Protect me, O God, for I take refuge in you. I have said to the Holy One, 'You are my God, my good above all other.' All my delight is upon the godly that are in the land, upon those who are noble among the people. But those who run after other gods shall have their troubles multiplied. Their libations of blood I will not offer, nor take the names of their gods upon my lips. O God, you are my portion and my cup. It is you who uphold my lot. My boundaries enclose a pleasant land. Indeed, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless you, O God, who gives me counsel. My heart teaches me night after night. I have set you always before me. Because you are at my right hand, I shall not fall. My heart, therefore, is glad, and my spirit rejoices. My body also shall rest in hope. For you will not abandon me to the grave, nor let your Holy One see the pit. You will show me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy, and in your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
A reading from the letter to the Galatians. For freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. For you were called to freedom, brothers and sisters. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for self-indulgence, but through love become slaves to one another. For the whole law is summed up in a single commandment: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. If, however, you bite and devour one another, take care that you are not consumed by one another. Live by the Spirit, I say, and do not gratify the desires of the flesh. For what the flesh desires is opposed to the Spirit, and what the Spirit desires is opposed to the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to prevent you from doing what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not subject to the law. Now the works of the flesh are obvious: fornication, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, anger, quarrels, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these. I am warning you, as I warned you before, those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against such things. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also be guided by the Spirit. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
When the days drew near for Jesus to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem. And he sent messengers ahead of him. On their way, they entered a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him, but they did not receive him because his face was set toward Jerusalem. When his disciples James and John saw it, they said, "Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them?" But he turned and rebuked them. Then they went on to another village. As they were going along the road, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." To another he said, "Follow me." But he said, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." But Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead, but as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say farewell to those at my home." Jesus said to him, "No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
My friends in Christ, I speak to you today in the name of God, who is our Creator, our Redeemer, and our eternal Sustainer. Amen. All I really need is a little good news. The popular musical artist Shaboozey sings in his hit song, Good News. Every time I hear it on the radio, I think, well, ain't that the truth? Some have described the first half of 2025 as trying to drink from a fire hose of breaking news, a constant barrage of changes and announcements, purposefully done so that we can't keep up, can't digest it all, with the goal being that we get completely worn out and end up disengaging from all that is going on. But the truth is, it is exhausting to keep up with it, to take it all in, to constantly hear what seems to be mostly bad news. Still, I feel like I should know what's going on in the world, as my mom used to say when, as children, my sisters and I would ask why she read the newspaper every morning and watched the 5 o'clock news every night. But back then, you really only got the news in those couple of moments, you know, unless something really catastrophic happened. But now, our apps alert us to every new thing that happens throughout the day. I'm sure by now most of us have seen the meme that says, "My desire to be well informed is currently at odds with my desire to stay sane." And that's the truth. So how do we balance being sane and knowing what's going on in the world today so that we can not only stay informed, but know how to respond? I think that the theme of staying informed by paying attention to what is most important is at the heart of our gospel lesson today. Luke just gave us a strange rundown of excuses people gave Jesus for why they can't follow him yet, mostly boiling down to, they have to do just one more thing. I mean, how many times have I said to one of my children, "Just let me finish, reading something, cooking something, writing something, whatever I was in the middle of doing, before I can give them my full attention. Yet the people in the gospel aren't mentioning trivial things. One wants to bury his father. Another wants to say goodbye to his family. Jesus gives them terse, "Oh well," kind of responses, as if to say those aren't good reasons to delay following him. But wait a minute, I want to say to Jesus, aren't they? Isn't grieving the death of a parent important? Isn't letting our family know where we are going so they don't worry the right thing to do? I mean, this is so confusing. But look at the very first Jesus approacher. She eagerly says she will follow Jesus, but Jesus is the one who puts her off by saying that the foxes and birds have homes, but the Son of Man has no bed. In other words, he's saying, oh, so you think you want to follow me? Great. Are you willing to be homeless like me? This is a sobering reality check. Thus, each of these encounters show us that following Jesus is not going to be easy and is going to require us living differently. So, what does this mean for us? I think Jesus is teasing out the difficult tension we face as Christians, in that we are supposed to be in the world, but not of the world. Now, many take this statement to mean that we should lead a life with our sights set on heavenly things so that we don't get mired down in the base temptations of this life. It's true. There is much in this world that would seek to distract us from God. Impulses and desires that are harmful to ourselves and others. Wanting to avoid these negative things may cause us to want to escape this world. Indeed, at a time when the news seems all bad, when every alert shares stories of violence, destruction, devastation, fear, it's easy to wish Jesus would return and get us out of here, out of this broken place. Except that even now, in the midst of so much bad news, we have to realize that not everything about this world is bad. Certainly, there are many things in our life that are beautiful. I mean, especially the people we care about, like our families and friends, which are gifts from God. Tending those relationships and caring for others connects us and our lives with Paul's list of the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Indeed, there is no question that there is great beauty and love in the world. I mean, God created this world and all that is in it, and us too. And in Genesis 1, God looked at everything here and declared that it is good. Both are true. It's a wonderful world, and it's a broken world. And so I hope what Jesus is pushing us on as we try to follow him is to figure that out, right? What are the aspects of this world that we need to tend to, that need our attention? What earthly comforts safeties are we willing to give up in order to follow Jesus? How can we have enough invested in this world with these people so that we can embody the fruits of the Spirit, but not give ourselves over so much that we have no time for God? It's a fine line to walk, and I don't think there are universal right answers here. I think it's something each one of us has to work out on our individual faith journeys. It's like striking the balance between being well-informed and being sane. We need both, but achieving both may be hard to do. Yet we must try, because we can't do God's work in the world if we check out of it. So hiding under a rock isn't the answer. Shutting ourselves off to the pain and suffering of the world, the injustices and the trials and tribulations of God's people are not the answer. Something that then Presiding Bishop Michael Curry told the clergy when he came to do Bishop Megan's consecration back in 2019 has stuck with me, and I think it's so important. He told us, our task is not to build a bigger church. It's to build a better world. And we do this by staying engaged with the world, acting for peace and justice out of the love we have for God, because God's love consumes us and transforms us so that we can transform the world for God. That is the followers of Jesus' task. That is our task. That is what enables us to hear Jesus saying, come, follow me, and being able to say wholeheartedly, yes. My friends in Christ, we are the ones who bring the gospel, the good news, to the world. And in this mind-bogglingly difficult era where all are yearning for a little good news, we must remember that we have it to share. Our community, our world, needs us now to share the good news of God in Christ through our words and actions. That is how we answer Jesus when he says, follow me. That is how we will finally bring God's kingdom of peace and justice and love to the earth. Amen.
Amen.
Please stand as you are able and join me as we affirm our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. In peace and with courage, let us pray to the Lord.
God of relationship, you come to us as three in one and one in three, reaching each of us where we are. Empower the leaders of our church to counteract cultural norms of fear, abuse, and disdain for those who are different, instead rejoicing in the gift of our diversity. Let this Pride Month be a time to expand our hospitality, to speak out against injustice and discriminatory legislation, and to become bold change makers. We commit ourselves to the work ahead, looking to your example through Christ. Eternal Creator, in your wisdom and grace,
hear our prayer.
God of Ruth and Naomi, you bring us out of our homelands into new and unknown realities. You are determined to accompany us, never leaving us alone. As people around the world cross borders and boundaries to be with those they love, remind us that we are all part of the household of God. We pray especially for those who are separated from their loved ones by distance, hostile borders, prison walls, or estrangement, that they may be safely and joyfully reunited in this lifetime or in your kingdom. Eternal Creator, in your wisdom and grace,
hear our prayer.
God of Joseph, you dress us in coats of many colors. Remind us of the beauty of our uniqueness and the belovedness of our bodies and of all creation. Give us new eyes to see each other and ourselves as you see us, holy and whole. We pray especially for those who are discerning and discovering who they are and who they are becoming, that your love would guide their way. Eternal Creator, in your wisdom and grace,
hear our prayer.
God of Rahab and of Esther, you have called us to act in times of crisis and civil unrest. Embolden us, even when we are afraid, even when we do not have confidence in our own power, to move courageously toward the world we know is possible. We thank you for the leaders, activists, prophets, teachers, mentors, artists, and architects of liberation, those who have seen the fruits of their labor and those who need us to continue the work. Eternal Creator, in your wisdom and grace,
hear our prayer.
God of the unnamed, you know and love each of your children, whether their names and struggles are known to us. We long to care for those who suffer in silence, unwilling or unable to seek help. Inspire us to reach beyond ourselves to invite all our neighbors into the family of God. We pray especially for those on our parish prayer list. Eternal Creator, in your wisdom and grace,
hear our prayer.
God of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, you draw us out of death into life. Free us from the bondage of fear that we might fully live as your beloved children. We pray especially for those we love who have died, whose absence is keenly felt, and for those who have given their lives for the liberation of all people. Eternal Creator, In your wisdom and grace.
Hear our prayer.
God, our rock and refuge, keep us safe in your care and strengthen us with your grace, that we may pray to you faithfully and love one another boldly, following the example of Jesus, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you
in thought, word, and deed,
and by what we have done,
and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of our Savior Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through the grace of Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us share that peace.
Good morning.
Morning.
Morning. As you may have noticed, Pamela is not with us today. She is enjoying some well-deserved vacation, and therefore we are delighted to welcome the Reverend Dr. Jocelyn Hughes back to be with us. Thank you so much, Jocelyn. We got a lot going on. I've even annotated my announcements sheet. You'll be delighted to know I will not be reading all of them. But here are the highlights of things that are coming up. First of all, after this service, in rooms 6 and 7, we will be hearing again from guest speaker Gerald Hare, who will be talking to us about the mystics. Now, if you didn't make it last week, don't let that stop you. Please do come. It was a fabulous presentation, and all are welcome. Also later today, it is a busy day here at St. Martin's. You may have noticed when you were coming in, children with music instruments and cases. We have been hosting a music camp here all week, and today is the big concert. So if you come back at 3 o'clock for free, you can gather in the sanctuary here and listen to some really great, music and really talented musicians. So if 3 hours feels like a long time for you to sit through a concert, no worries, you're free to come and go. So keep that in mind. Next week, on Saturday, once again, St. Martin's will be volunteering at Davis Community Meals. So we still need one more person. If you can help out with that Saturday morning, please see Janet in the office or send her an email, phone call. Anyway, that's a thing that we try to do a couple times a year, is to get a team from our congregation to volunteer at the meals. The very next day, July 6th, week from today, Pamela will be back, and we will have a guest preacher. You may remember the Reverend Mike Kinman, formerly of All Saints in Pasadena, who preached at her installation here a few years ago. So he will be back. He is a fantastic preacher, very inspiring and dynamic. Encourage you to be here for that. Let's see, what else do we have going on? I'm feeling like those are the big highlights for the next week. Do we have any newcomers who are with us, either folks who are here today for the first time, or maybe you've come in the last few weeks? We will not make you stand up and introduce yourselves, but oh good, we have at least one here. But if you could wave a hand, we have something for you. Give you a little hot tip, it's chocolate. Just saying. Now look, suddenly the hands come up. So we've got two over here, Libba, and we've got one up here. Anybody else? Anybody in the choir? Just looking around. Yes, up here as well, Libba. She's on her way. Chocolate is coming. It's worth waiting for. Oh, and one more over here. Thank you all. I appreciate you guys raising your hand. It's great, and we are so glad that you are here. I think we have another one on the aisle back here, too. If you could raise your hands one more time if you haven't gotten a bag yet, because we're coming. All right. We're fetching extra bags. This is a good situation when we have to go back for more bags. I like it. Very good. That would bring us to, I think, celebrations and milestones. So every week we like to give shout outs to folks who are celebrating significant milestones in their lives. I'm aware of a couple of them. Manuela Mateo celebrated her 6th birthday yesterday. Yay, Manuela. Excellent. And Susan Lugo and Art DeWard, who are here somewhere because I saw them come in, there you are celebrating their 6th wedding anniversary today. Congratulations. And Janet Lane and Bob Holm will be celebrating their 18th wedding anniversary tomorrow. So congratulations. And do we perchance have any here? Harriet. Was that grandson or sons?
Sons.
Sons, plural. So Harriet's grandsons celebrated their 20th, was it? 28th? 28th birthday on Friday. Peter. Oh my gosh, Peter celebrated his 67th birthday on Thursday. Congratulations, Susan. What a coincidence! Imagine that. So Susan and her twin brother are celebrating birthday tomorrow. Suzanne. So you're celebrating a birthday. Excellent. Congratulations. And Colette.
This will be my last Sunday here for at least 3 to 6 months. And I want to thank everybody who's helped me to get out here and have a record time.
Absolutely. So Colette's going to be doing some traveling, and our prayers absolutely go with you. Did I see? I did. Janet. Okay. Also celebrating a birthday. Congratulations. Okay. I'm going to keep looking. All right. Let's say our celebrations and milestones prayer together. You can find it on, page whatever it is of the bulletins. 6, thank you. I'll just grab mine, shall I? And let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And then one more thing before we talk about communion. A little bird told me that Suzanne and Jeffrey are going away for a month for vacation, as they do typically. So let's take an opportunity to thank them for their amazing ministry. We will miss you very much. And we are grateful that Oliver Steisberg will be filling in, well, not filling in, will be providing music and leadership with us for the next month. But as we give thanks, we also pray. So I would like to invite you to get out your prayer books. You should be able to find one in the pew in front of you. And turn to page 819. The authors of our prayer book have provided prayers for just about every occasion, including a prayer for church musicians and artists on page 819 at the bottom. Let us pray together. O God, whom saints and angels delight to worship in heaven, be ever present with your servants who seek through art and music to perfect the praises offered by your people on earth. and grant to them even now glimpses of your beauty, and make them worthy at length to behold it unveiled forevermore. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Okay, I'm taking a last look around. What did I miss besides instructions for communion? So we will continue to offer communion as we do in two kinds, bread and wine. You are welcome, all are welcome to receive communion. You're also welcome to come up to the altar for a blessing if you would prefer not to receive communion. All of our communion bread is vegan and gluten-free. So if you have allergies, hopefully everything will be okay with that. But you're also welcome to receive in either kind. So if you just want the bread, you can have the bread. If you just want the wine, you can have the wine. If you want a blessing, you can have a blessing. So the way we do communion is we come up the center aisle and we have two options. You're going to go around to the back on this side. So you'll fill in from the back of the altar forward if you would like to sip from the chalice separately. If you would like to be served by intinction, meaning the priest will take the bread, dip it in the wine, and then hand it to you, you come around this side. The ushers will help guide you through that. And if you prefer not to come up, if mobility is a challenge for you, we are happy to bring communion to you. Just wave a hand and let an usher know. Okay, now anything else? Jocelyn, back to you.
Back to me. And now let us walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us in offering and sacrifice to God.
Thank you.
God be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right to give you thanks and praise, O Lord our God, sustainer of the universe.
Glory to you forever and ever.
At your command, all things came to be, shining light and enfolding dark, the vast expanse of interstellar space, galaxies, suns, the planets in their courses, and this fragile earth, our island home. By your will, they were created and have their being. From the primal elements, you brought forth the human race and blessed us with the capacity for memory, reason, and skill. You made us stewards of your creation.
Glory to you forever and ever.
But we turned against you and betrayed your trust, and we turned against one another. Again and again, you called us to return. Through prophets and sages, you revealed your righteous law. In the fullness of time, you sent your Son, born of a woman, to be our Savior. He was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. By his death, he opened to us the way of freedom and peace.
Glory to you forever and ever.
Therefore, we praise you, joining with the heavenly chorus, with prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and with all those in every generation who have looked to you in hope. Proclaim with them your glory in their unending. Blessed are you, Lord our God, for sending us Jesus, the Christ, who on the night he was handed over to suffering and death, he took bread, said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his friends and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup of wine. He gave you thanks and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all, for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering now his work of redemption and offering to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving, we celebrate his death and resurrection as we await the day of his coming.
Glory to you forever and ever.
Therefore, we who have been redeemed by Jesus Christ and made a new people by water and the Spirit, now bring before you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be the body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Sanctify us also, and let the grace of this holy communion make us one body, one spirit in Christ, that we may worthily serve the world in his name.
Glory to you forever and ever.
Pour out your Spirit upon the whole earth and make it your new creation. Gather your church together from the ends of the earth into your kingdom, where peace and justice are revealed, that we, with all your people of every language, race, and nation, may share the banquet you have promised. Through Christ, with Christ, and in Christ, all honor and glory is yours, Creator of all.
Glory to you forever and ever.
Amen. As our Savior Christ has taught us, we now say, Padre nuestro,
que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre, venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad, en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día. Perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación, y líbranos del mal. Porque tuyo es el reino, tuyo es el poder, y tuya es la gloria, ahora y por siempre. Amen.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Alleluia. Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast.
Alleluia. The gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Amen.
Let us pray. God of abundance, you have fed us with the bread of life and cup of salvation. You have united us with Christ and one another, and you have made us one with all your people in heaven and on earth.
Now send us forth in the power of your Spirit,
that we may proclaim your redeeming love to the world, and continue forever in the risen life of Christ our Savior. Amen. Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. God the Creator, Jesus the Christ, and the Holy Spirit, our Comforter and Advocate, bless you and keep you in eternal love.
Amen.
In peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thank you.